What's good? What's good? We back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Pickett. Before I get started, don't forget to check out the video version of my podcast on YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, BitChute, and then I stream it live on two of my Twitter accounts and Twitch as well. And the audio version will go to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. It's just quicker to Google Paul Pickett Podcast. I'm going to react to Peter Dulcy, probably the only reporter that really asks the harsh questions, the hard questions. And before we do, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
That dizzle ain't no joke, got me addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up, I be dizzle thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Cali said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. Before it be sold out in your store. That dizzle.
That's right, that dizzle. Do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, mixture of agave, tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Check them out. Go to dizzlebrand.com. Go to all locations to see all the locations in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, and now Arkansas. Like I said, been saying Little Rock, here we come. 20 new stores in Arkansas. And if your state is not one of those states, that's fine. Just click on our locations, click on one of the top three links, and you can order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. Must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. And I recommend Emilio's Beverage. Also, you can get the Dizzle merch. They got the hats. They got the t-shirts. Just click on DizzleBrand.com and go to the Dizzle Brand store. And of course, I basically help run their Facebook and their TikTok and different online aspects of Dizzle. So definitely check them out. I'm not a drinker, but I 100% am behind Dizzle. Like, I vouch for 100%. All these other liquors out here, they're cheap, crappy tasting liquors, and Dizzle tastes good. Throw it on ice, it's nice, and it'll fuck you up. All right, we're gonna react to Peter Ducey going in on, I think her name's Corinne Jean Pierre. I think it is.
Up the MAGA Republican attention. So if we're all in agreement that it is incorrect to say the 2020 election was stolen, what about the 2016 election?
Look, I'm not going to go back to where we were or what happened in 2016. We're going to focus on the here and now. We're going to focus on what's happening today, this inflection point that the president pointed out very clearly, very decisively, in a few speeches about what the country needs to do at this time to bring the country together. And he believes that's where majority of Americans are when it comes to protecting our democracy, when it comes to protecting our rights, and when it comes to protecting our freedoms. That's what we're going to talk about. That's what we're going to focus on where we are today.
But just in trying to understand the new attention on the MAGA Republicans, you tweeted in 2016,
I knew this
Trump
was coming.
Stole.
Okay, so basically she doesn't want to answer the question. Cause she knows she's a hypocrite. She's basically been put on the spot. And what she said was such a lie. Like, talking about, you know, the president knows what, you know, we need to do to come together. Nothing that President Biden is doing or saying involves any kind of unification or unity. It is totally division, divisive. You've basically labeled half of Americans as these domestic terrorists, white racist supremacists, without even knowing every single person individually and knowing anything about their character, you know. So let's keep it moving.
Election.
I was waiting, Peter, when you were going to ask me that question.
Well, here we go. You tweeted Trump stole an election. You tweeted Brian Kemp stole an election. If denying election results is extreme now,
yeah. Why? So let's be really clear. That comparison that you made is just ridiculous.
Okay, what's ridiculous is she's a professional liar. She gets paid to lie. It is spot on, as the English would say. It's spot on. It's right on the money, as the Americans would say. You know, it's right. He's right. It's such a hypocrisy. If you go and watch the, I was trying to actually download the Tatum one to react to, because Officer Tatum shows actual footage of all these Democrats sitting there saying the election was stolen, one after another. That's the exact words that Trump said, illegitimate president, the election was stolen. Okay, so it's okay for them to say it, but as soon as Trump says it, oh, you got to go batshit crazy, our democracy is under attack, when we actually have proof and evidence that they suppressed information, the Hunter Biden laptop, which I'm sorry. Hold up. What is that called? Suppressing information before an election? Hold up. Oh, rigging election. That's called rigging an election. Suppressing information before an election is the very definition of rigging an election. You know, so let's keep it moving. Double standards, hypocrisies, but let's go.
Have been ridiculous. Well, you're asking me a question. Yes. Let me answer it.
And you said it was ridiculous.
I was talking specifically at that time of what was happening with voting rights.
Well, apparently the video won't finish it. Oh, that was it. That was pretty much it. Because anything, her answer was going to be complete bullshit, complete horseshit. At least the chick Jen Psaki before her was a better liar. At least she didn't totally beat around the bush. Like, this chick dodges questions. She, you know, they put her up there. She's cute. You know, she talks all nice and polite and sweet. But this is the problem. If there was a heaven or hell, this bitch is going to hell because she lies every day. Like, there's nothing worse than a person who just blatantly lies to you for no apparent reason. They got no apparent reason, because she gets paid a lot. She gets a salary. She gets paid a lot. You know, it's like, oh my gosh. So, yeah, she's a professional liar. She lies every day. Complete dishonest scumbag, piece of shit human being. And anybody who does that, anybody who just blatantly lies to people every single day, is just a scumbag. You're a worthless piece of shit, man. I mean, come on, man. You know, like, I understand by, like, people be lying to the cops to not get in trouble, but just to blatantly lie, you know, it's scumbag shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a person who hangs my hat on honesty. I don't expect my friends to be loyal. Loyalty is like, you know, almost like with the snitching code, the honor amongst thieves kind of thing. You want your friends to just be honest and have your back. Something goes down, you're out in public, they got your back. And you want your friends to just be honest. You don't need them to be loyal, you know what I'm saying, unless y'all going to do crimes together and stuff like that. Unless y'all get in trouble together, you know. And You know, so yeah, man. Peter Ducey be asking all the right questions, the tough questions. These people could dodge them. They could try to act like it's not the same, like we're comparing apples and oranges. No, we can't. We're comparing apples and oranges to oranges because it's such a double standard, hypocrisy. And I know people be like, well, Republicans are hypocrites too because they say my body, my choice, but they're against abortions. Well, that's because Republicans don't consider the body within the body as your body. They consider that body within the body as a whole separate body and a whole separate life that you don't necessarily own. You know, that's the thing. Like somebody, I was posting something about something where I seen somebody going in, like Diddy and people talking about people stealing the culture and stuff like that. Nobody can steal culture because nobody owns culture. You don't own culture. You can create culture, but people are going to be influenced by it and they're going to follow it if they want to follow it. You don't own the culture just because you created it. Nobody can put ownership on it. You can't copyright culture. You can't own culture. Same thing with a kid. You don't own a kid. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you raise them, you take care of them, but you can also put your kid up for adoption if you don't want to do all that. So once again, you don't own the kid. You don't own a life. Like, that's the thing. Like, now we're for people to say once that life is another life that you own it. I mean, what's that? That's slavery, right? Same thing, you know? We don't own lives. We create life. Just like you create culture. But you don't own neither one of them. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, Peter Ducey be going in. Tomorrow I'm going to react to another one. And I think it has to do with something with the fentanyl or whatnot. So we're going to leave off with another word from another sponsor.
A musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That is right. If you need marketing promotions, please check us out, promopalace.biz. Right now, we're working artists on TikTok. We're working artists on Instagram. We're working artists on record pools and DJ feedback. We're playlist pitching artists right now. We're running YouTube video promotion for artists right now. Pretty much your one-stop shop for all online marketing promotion needs. So check us out. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. It's another take, and I'm out.